If you are looking for interesting and unusual spare time activities with interesting and unusual people, United Nuts of Los Angeles may be just what you want. To find out if you have the type of personality this organization prefers in its members, just answer yes or no to the following simple questions. Do you play your favorite records at least once a day to keep the recording artists in practice? When you find an old record that hasn't been played in a long time, do you hear mistakes the first few times you play it? Did you refuse the job of bat boy for a Major League Baseball team because you were afraid it would make you sleep hanging head down from the ceiling? Do you have 50 pounds of dandruff piled in a closet somewhere because you hate to throw anything away? Do you often bite the postman, bill collector, or garbage man? On the average, do you spend more than one night per month howling at the moon? Did you invest a fortune in a project to sell little orphan Annie contact lenses to people who think they would look better with no pupils in their eyes? Do you plan to run for president on a platform of having the government print edible money so that you can have midnight snacks even if all the stores are closed? Do you frequently dial your own phone number to see if you're home? Do you run up huge phone bills talking to yourself on the phone? Do you often pour whiskey into your radio to see how your favorite disc jockey sounds drunk? Have you often seriously considered getting away from the worries and tensions of modern life by going to the park and becoming a pigeon? Are you now, or have you been within the last 5 years, Napoleon Bonaparte? Do you often wish you had a split personality so you could go on dates with the Doberman twins? Double your pleasure, double your fun. Go out with two girls instead of just one. If you have answered yes to at least 9 of the preceding 14 questions, you have passed the first part of the test. If you are seriously interested in joining United Nuts of Los Angeles, you should go to beautiful Pershing Square in the heart of downtown LA. Gaze at the space above one of the fountains for a few minutes, and you should see a bulletin board begin to appear, floating in midair over the fountain. Simply write your name and address on a slip of paper and post it on this board. Our representative, who checks the board periodically, will then contact you at your home for an interview. If you are not crazy enough to see a bulletin board floating above the fountain, you have flunked the second part of the test. You're just not quite crazy enough for us. Better luck next time. If you do manage to see the board and put your name on it, and are eventually accepted as a member, you will be eligible to join in many interesting activities, such as parading around the streets in sandals and a long robe, with a sign saying, "The world will end next April 15th at midnight." Calling up the radio stations and writing to the newspapers to warn the world that the New York Mets are really Martians in disguise. Hermit vacations in the hills. Complaining that the major airports are unfair because they won't let flying saucers land on their runways like they let planes land. And many other of the activities which have made Southern California world famous. Well, I have to go now. I see several men in white coats coming to tell me it's time for a meeting. They are carrying nets, but that's only for members with excessive absences. Remember, United Nuts of Los Angeles. If things work out, I'll probably be seeing you at the meeting real soon.